Well, we started to slaughter in the backyard and to try to sell the meat, you know, because we had lots of people that we knew. And it went on for a few months, and then somebody told on us, and we children waited in the front to see if the police isn't coming or the Germans aren't coming, and we heard a rumor about Mengele, that he is very bad and all this and this, and so...
Already in the beginning?
Already, this was in the beginning, yeah. I was very fortunate to meet him in the beginning. So, anyway, this one Sunday, we were staying outside, and, you know, people told us that they heard that this guy, which is such a mean, you know, German, is in town. And pretty soon we seen him coming towards us, towards our house, and we ran back to the backyard and started to my father, Mengele is coming, Mengele is coming. And he ran, my father escaped, he ran. And then I remember that I grabbed a piece of meat, and I was really young then. And, you know, when you are in strain, you can even lift a car, they tell me, and just run with this piece of meat. And I was going to run with it to my sister because she lived in the back of our house, in the backyard. We had an apartment for her. And he was already at me with a gun, you know, Steinlein, stop it. And I ran. And how I escaped, how he didn't pull the trigger, I mean, it's, you know, because lots of people ask me about faith, and, you know, that's what it is. I mean, you know, it's in front of my eyes, and I can't forget it till the day I die. Well, he didn't kill me, and my father escaped, and he tore everything apart. I mean, we had a little dog, and it started to bark, and he killed it right away. And this was very the beginning of the forest.